Welcome to the meditation for day one. It's important that you find a place that you're comfortable, that you can sit in a relaxed way, and just close your eyes. If you're driving at the moment, obviously don't close your eyes. Just breathe and imagine that there's a line from your left ear to your right ear, another line from the front of your head to the back of your head. Just pull your focus to the center point in the middle of your head, into your pineal gland. And imagine that you're sitting with your back against a tree. You look and there's a lake in front of you. You're in a beautiful garden, listening to the birds with nothing really on my mind but a dream. A dream of being something. A dream of being away from it all. You walk towards the lake. Imagine that you're looking down in the reflection of the water. And you go closer to the water and you decide to dive in. You go deep down under the water. And you see the beautiful plants underneath the ground and you feel the refreshing, warm water all around you. You start swimming underwater. You see the fish around you. But you decide that you can be more than this. You can fly. You decide to swim faster and faster towards the surface. And as you get faster towards the surface, you crack out of the surface and you burst out of the water and you start flying up into the sky. You start floating further and further, higher and higher, up to the clouds. Higher and higher you go, up and away from the earth. You start to realize that now you're close to outer space. You look back and you see the beautiful earth with all its water and its land. You see the sun in the distance and you start to see the earth getting further and further away. You see it getting smaller and smaller. Everything you've ever known, everything you've ever thought of about yourself and about the world is disappearing into the distance. And then you see it all explode in a supernova. As it swallows the solar system and everything I've ever thought important about the Earth just disappears in a flash of light, including everything you thought you were and everything you thought you were not is gone. Just dark space. There's nothing. Nothing at all is left apart from a speck of light in front of you. A pinprick of light, ultraviolet white light, pierces through the black hole which is now left behind from what's left of all of creation. As you get closer to this pinprick of bright light, it looks almost like a hole in the darkness of space. You get closer and closer and see something open up. I start to feel a vacuum as it pulls ever closer. You get sucked up. You feel the pressure of this vacuum start to push all around as the walls of this tube seem to close in on you. Sort of a bit of pressure in the shoulders, the head, and the body is vacuumed up a tube of light. The pressure is kind of intense, but your heart feels the ecstasy and excitement. You start to accelerate faster and faster, going up this tube through other dimensions. Your heart beats faster and you're amazed at the dimensions you're crossing. And wah, you go. Breathe. Just breathe. You feel motionless. Not able to move at all. Just floating. In ultraviolet white light, so bright all around, it's just bright white light. Nowhere, everywhere, nothing, everything, all at the same time. start to see who you are in all this. You realize that you're nothing more than a speck of light surrounded by dark space, dark matter. You're just a speck of light surrounded by dark. You look down and you realize that you're a speck of dark surrounded by light. You're a piece of light in the darkness and a piece of dark in the lightness. Then you realize who you are. You realize that you are that you are, and that you are all that you are not. There's no separation between the light and the dark. There's no separation between the edges of who you think you are and who the edges of you really are. You realize that everything that you thought was important about life is actually not that important. That life is not what you thought it was. That everything in life is a speck of light projecting images that aren't real, that are just images that you react to. You start to desire to be back again. So you turn around and move through space just with thought. And the ability to be able to transform ourselves with thought around the space, so much so that quite quickly you start to see Earth again in the distance, and you get closer and closer to Earth, and you come flying through the sky back down towards where the garden was. You fly back down into the water and you feel safe back in the water. The water's warm, and you feel like you're at home again. That it was just a dream, and you come back out of the water, and you walk over completely dry once again, and sit back down against the tree on the grass, and you hear those birds singing. Welcome home. Welcome home. Start to become aware of your breath. Start to become aware of that point in the center of your head, behind your eyes. Start to become aware of your breath. You start to listen to the beating of your heart. Knowing that this is the first step to finding and defining our dream, is to first define who we are. Define who we've been in the past. Define who we want to be in the future. But most of all, defining who you want to be now. So who do you want to be now?